YouTube said yesterday that it's disabling comments on most videos featuring children, after a video blogger recently showed how alleged pedophiles have been taking advantage of the comment section to post sexually explicit messages. It's just one of the social media stories we're following this week with Femi Ok, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. So let's bring her in. Femi, hi.
Hello there, Peter. Hi.
Good. So, you know, YouTube says you can't comment on videos with kids any longer. Younger than 13, it seems like a huge task to undertake because users upload 400 hours of content a minute on YouTube. So how do you do it? How do you know if a kid even meets that threshold?
Well, there are a couple of things YouTube is doing, and they announced this on Thursday, that they describe this as critical steps to keep young people safe on YouTube. So the disabling of the comments, any video that has minors in it, unless you have a special request, the comments will be disabled. Your special request has to go through to YouTube. They will look at it and you have to moderate the comments. They can't just be there. You have to be there in the chat room and moderate them. They also have, to answer your question, Peter, about how do they do it, a comment classifier that is going to be even more aggressive than the ones that they're using right now. And that will be looking out for predatory comments. And they will be removing all material that the people feel and that YouTube feel is endangering children. And that's where they're enlisting our help. Any of the users on YouTube, anybody watching YouTube, if you see something, flag that content. So they need the help of people using YouTube as well as their own team.
Okay, and it sounds like a lot of people on social media are saying, thanks, YouTube, but why aren't you doing more about all the other problems on your site?
Exactly. So there's a whole list of, well, what about the content and monetizing content? And then Daddy Daughter Gamer commented on YouTube's own Twitter site saying, why don't you just try punishing the people making these bad comments and not the creators?
Okay, sticking with this idea of watching out for the safety of kids online, I want to talk about this viral hoax that seems to be popping up again. It's the Momo Challenge, where this creepy-looking bird woman creature is stalking the internet.
It's a scary monster lady.
Tell kids to harm themselves. But this is not even a real thing, as far as we can tell. So what's going on, and why are people talking about it?
Parents are panicking. Kids and youngsters are panicking as well, because you can imagine you're watching YouTube, back at YouTube again, and then a kid's video or a cartoon, and then up pops this scary, creepy woman known as Momo. And it's really a scare tactic. It's hoaxers doing it. It's scammers doing it. But and this scary woman pops up. She will tell you to do bad things, maybe attack somebody, do something bad around the house. And parents got really scared that this was a real thing. And it's really people who have the tech knowledge pranking everybody. It's got to the stage now where police around the world have been investigating and to work out what is happening. Is this a real thing? And they found no real evidence tying these requests for a weird challenge to do bad things to an actual person or a team of people, other than random people being very mischievous. I like what the Northern Ireland police said as they were given a warning out on Facebook. And they said, as creepy as she looks, Momo isn't going to crawl out of your child's phone and kill them. This is merely a current attention-grabbing example of the minefield that is online communication for kids. That's a great post by the Northern Ireland police. And really, for parents, it's not real. It is people scamming you and hoaxing the kids. Kids, I know it looks scary. It's not real either. Ignore it.
It's not real, but boy, are people talking about it, including kids at school. I know that. Another thing that we are watching, Walmart announcing it's going to replace its greeters with customer hosts. People are saying, what about all the people with disabilities who rely on those jobs at Walmart?
Yeah, so many people who are the greeters are people with disabilities. They may have special needs. They may be seniors. And people who shop at Walmart are really upset about that. Suzanne is saying on Twitter, this is so wrong. They're doing it to save money and reduce liability. And then Ryan says, I'm sorry to hear you're eliminating the greeter position at Walmart, at all of your stores for us customers. The greeters are one of the true bright spots of the trip to your stores. Walmart says they're transitioning people and hoping to place people who are greeters in other posts and positions around their stores.
Lastly, but quickly, pop star Ariana Grande having a very good week. She's number one on the Billboard Top 100 with seven rings. She's now the queen
of
Instagram.
5 weeks at number one.
5 weeks.
Absolutely. Yes, Ariana Grande is now the most followed woman on Instagram.
Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you.
You're so welcome.